I welcome you to Moment of Truth. It is always a privilege to listen to the truth in the Word of God. Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I therefore trust God to bring freedom to you as you listen to this broadcast. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy word which you are about to hear, and ask that the Holy Spirit will use this word and change our lives and our situations. May we never remain the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Many times I sit in the quietness of the night and I think about this life. I cast my mind to the journey of life that I have traveled all these years. And I remember how I looked forward to the different stages of life from primary school till today. At every stage of life, I looked forward to the next, hoping that it will bring me more satisfaction. But as I progressed, I found out there was never true satisfaction or joy in the things of this world. Then I understood what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2, "Vanities of vanities, all is vanity." So if I would ask, when you wake up every morning, what do you look forward to? When you wake up every day, what is it that keeps you going? When you are faced with challenges and difficulties, what is that thing that gives you hope? To some people, it is their job or business. To some others, it is their children, wife, or family. There are also those who have nothing to look forward to. Irrespective of what currently gives you hope, I want you to know, my dear listener, that God has given us something great to hope for. Something to hope for, so that we will keep on going in life, no matter the situation. So in today's broadcast, I shall be sharing with you a message titled, "The Blessed Hope." The Blessed Hope. I have found out that no matter who you are and where you are, life has a way of giving you a blow. A blow that can make you wonder what life was all about. I have seen the rich receive this blow. I have seen the poor receive this blow. I have seen the strong and mighty receive this blow. I have also seen the weak and lonely receive this blow. And this blow comes in different forms and degrees. Sometimes the blow comes in the form of sickness. Sometimes it comes in the form of barrenness. Sometimes the blow comes in the form of poverty. In other times, it comes in the form of disappointment or loneliness. But no matter what form it comes, one thing is common. It is capable of causing sadness and misery in someone if that person does not have anything greater to hold on to. So for anyone to be able to live victoriously in the midst of all life's troubles and challenges, that person needs something strong and secure to hold on to. You need something out of this world to look forward to. And that thing is what I call the blessed hope. I will be taking my main scripture text from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Hebrews 12, 2 and 3. And it says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind." The Bible is telling us here to look away from all the challenges in this life which distracts us, and then look at the example shown by Jesus, who, because of the joy that was set before him, endured the sufferings and shame of the cross of Calvary. When Jesus was here on earth, he was also hit by life's blows. He suffered from every type of life's trouble. The people he created in his image did not recognize him. The people he came to save did not accept him. His own disciple that ate and drank with him betrayed him. The people he healed their children beat him on the face. Though he did nothing wrong, they accused him falsely. Though he showed them love, they repaid him with hate. Despite his righteousness, they preferred a sinner to him. Though he was innocent, he was crucified in the midst of condemned criminals. The highest level of life's challenge that any human being has ever known. But in all these things, Jesus endured. And the Bible says that Jesus endured all this because of the joy that was set before him on the right hand of God. In other words, Jesus was able to pass through whatever this life threw at him because he had something out of this world to look forward to. God had promised that he will exalt Jesus and give him a name above every name, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And because of the hope of receiving this promise from the Father, Jesus was able to endure the pain and the shame of the cross. This example is what you and I need to emulate as we walk through life's challenges. There is no place in the Bible where God promised that life's challenges will not come to his children. Rather, what God promised is that he will be with us through these challenges. We see this in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. Isaiah 43 verse 2. And it says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." So every one of us passes through the water and fire of life challenges. But the difference for you, child of God, is that you won't pass through them alone. God is right there with you, and he promised that it will not overflow you and you will not be burned. However, you must keep the right attitude while passing through that water and fire. Like Jesus, you will only be able to endure life's blows and come out smiling like a rose if you keep your mind on the blessed hope. In the case of our Lord Jesus, he endured life's challenges because of the joy set before him on the day he sits down on the right hand of God. That joy gave him comfort through the shame and through the sorrows of the cross. For us today, we have a blessed hope that should comfort us in this life, no matter what we face. It is evident that we are in a world controlled by sin and Satan. Satan is using life's challenges to carry out his agenda for the end time. He is using it to take as many souls as he can to hellfire. That is why there seems to be an increase in the diverse challenges facing humanity, whether it be diseases or pestilence or famine or natural disaster or war. There is an unusual level of cases of infant mortality, barrenness, miscarriages, divorce, suicide, homicide, bloodshed, cultism, corruption, betrayal, unemployment, and so on. All these are creating distress on mankind. But in the face of all this, we have the blessed hope set before us. The hope that will enable us endure life's present situations and circumstances. The blessed hope I'm talking about is the promise of the coming of the Son of God. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 to 18. And I read, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Here God is telling us that no matter what you are passing through today, we should hold on to the blessed hope that the Lord Jesus himself will come to take us away. And when he comes, we shall be like him and we shall be with him. There shall be no more tears, no more pains, and no more sorrows. Hallelujah. This is the blessed hope that we have. And God wants us to comfort one another with these words. So I'm here to comfort you, my dear brothers and sisters. You that have been serving God diligently for years, but you have no wife, no husband, no children, no job, no money. I want you to know that soon and very soon, that suffering will be over. Not too long from now, and Jesus will appear in the sky. So do not throw away your salvation, my dear. Do not compromise your faith. Do not succumb to the pressures of life challenges. Like Jesus looked forward to the joy set before him and endured the cross, let us also, because of the hope of the coming of Jesus, endure whatever life situation we find ourselves in today. Now, I'm not saying you should not labor righteously to better your life situation. I'm not saying that you should not pray for God to heal you, or give you a child, or a job, or indeed perform one miracle or the other for you. But I am saying, while you are praying and trusting God for His intervention, do not let the problem overwhelm you. Hold on to the blessed hope that we have and not give up your salvation by joining the ways of the world. And please do not listen to those false teachers and preachers that tell you that a child of God should not suffer or have life challenges. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Here we are told that whatever we are passing through in life now is a little thing. The Bible called it our light affliction. It is also just for a moment, but it will produce a vast glory for us. The Bible went further to say in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, Romans 8, verse 18, and I read, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." This means that whatever we are suffering in life today, because we refuse to follow the way of the world, is nothing compared to the great glory that shall be revealed in us when Jesus appeared in the sky. The Bible says that in the twinkle of an eye we shall be transformed. Mortality shall put on immortality, and so we shall be with Jesus. This is the blessed hope that should comfort your soul through life's challenges. Having said all this, my question therefore to you is, are you looking for that blessed hope? Yes, you that is listening to this message, are you living for that blessed hope? I mean, are you passing through this life looking forward to the coming of Jesus? Or are you living as you like and doing all manner of sinful things just to get what you want? Oh yes, those that visit native doctors because they want a child. I mean, those that join secret societies because they want political appointment or contract. Or those that sell their bodies to make money, pass exam, or get promotion. I want to ask you, are you one of those living in anger, lying, fighting, quarreling, gossip, smoking and drinking, gambling, armed robbery, ritual killing, 419, abortion, masturbation, fornication, adultery, or lesbianism and homosexuality? I want you to know, my dear friends, that the only thing that is worth living for is the hope of being with Jesus forever. There is nothing in this world that should make anyone miss the blessed hope of spending eternity with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And it is God's desire and plan that every one of us be part of that blessed hope. And that is why the book of Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 13, Titus 2, 11 to 13 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." It is the grace of God that has brought you this message today, so that you can turn away from all ungodliness and worldly lust and receive salvation. Jesus is that blessed hope because He is the one who died for the sin of the whole world. He then arose from the dead, and today is sitting on the right hand of God, where He obtains forgiveness of sin for all those who come to God through Him. He will one day come back to take all those living their lives in holiness and righteousness. If you want Jesus to save your soul today, then you must repent and turn away from all your sin. Then call upon the name of Jesus and be baptized in His name. To do so, you can pray after me even right now with all your heart and say, "Almighty God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I promise never to sin again. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that He died for me, but is alive again. Lord Jesus, I receive you. Wash away my sin and save my soul." If you said this prayer sincerely with all your heart, I want to assure you that God has forgiven you all your past sins, that you must never go back to those sins anymore. Now place your right hand on your chest. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone who has responded to the grace today. Please have mercy upon them and save their soul. Give them the power to be sons of God. Let every yoke of sin and Satan in their lives be destroyed in Jesus' name. Lord God, whatever they are passing through now, I pray for your intervention. Deliver them from that situation and give them victory in Jesus' name. Above all, from today, Lord, give them the grace to hold on to the blessed hope until the end. Thank you, Father, for the answer. For in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. I believe that God has done something for you, but in case you still want to reach me for questions or counseling, please feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you for listening. In Jesus' name, amen.